when that moved to Ballant, it was all reeds and rushes. That was that. There was only two houses there. By Rutland's, where the butcher's is, there's two houses stand out from all the rest of them. All the soil that they dug out, them cuttings, which come from Thursford through there, they spread that out on there. That's what Melton Railway was built on. Some of them houses in Melton Street, instead of being an average in the bedroom this height, they're another 2 foot higher. And some of the footings where we lived in Ashley Terrace for a little while, the wife and I did, and the children. There, the footings underneath there, you can get underneath there and walk about underneath there. It's that sort of marshy land that is now, where Meanley's bungalow, that ain't Meanley's now, but he had, had that where the surgery was. I can remember that, but that was just reeds and rushes. There wasn't nothing there. And Worship used to have a wire that in, had chickens in there. Well, they weren't have web feet. Everybody worked and done on the railway for miles around. I started there when I was 14 as a greaser boy, if you know what I'm talking about. And I done that for about 6 months. And I went as a caller and a knocking up boy. Just go knocking up and doing for people what started work before 6 o'clock in the morning. And then when I was 16, I was allowed to go into the local. If there was machinery involved, the age limit was 16 before it started that. My wife couldn't go into the sheep factory until she was 16. And I started in the local at 16. And I carried on in there until the railway closed down in 59. That's how that worked out like that. Melton was divided into two places. If you lived on the posh side, you kept in the posh side. If you lived in the railways, you kept. You didn't cross over the road to play. I didn't know the wife till she was, 16. The railway side was the right side, as you go down the street, and then the left-hand side was there. They're like that, so you didn't cross over and play with them. Like that, you kept where you was. And, yeah. There was just gas lights, that's all it was. They was on from the chap who worked in the gas works. He'd go round and switch them on hubs 4 times, and at 10 o'clock when he left off, he'd switch them all off again. There was no lights. When I went knocking up 3:45 in the morning, there was no lights. You didn't have no lights. You didn't have nothing like that. You didn't have a torch or nothing. You just